What is going on, guys? I don't know how I'm going to edit this video, but I want to get this video out. I've actually known about this story for about 2 days now. Somebody actually just sent me a link to it because I was kind of sitting back and seeing if anyone was going to make a video on it. Because usually, if a lot of people are speaking about the same thing, I normally will stay away from a certain topic because I felt like it's been covered enough. But with this situation, this is very troubling. According to Media Takeout, yes, you can say whatever you want Media Takeout, but I found this article to be very interesting from them. It said an IG model by the name of Aaliyah Jasmine has been outed as being born male. Okay, yes, before she donned the new, the surgically enhanced look that she has now. She was part of the alphabet community. Well, still kind of. It still is, but I'm just saying, like, you know. Y'all know what I'm saying. According to the article, it says one of the most popular Instagram models has been outed as an alleged transgender, according to Media Takeout News. The gorgeous model, Aaliyah Jasmine, has more than 500,000 followers before abruptly shutting down her Instagram page yesterday. And her followers are filled with some of the most famous... Her followers are filled with some of the most famous men in the world. Kevin Durant, Future, Meek Mill, and Rick Ross. They were following her on social media. It makes you wonder, has any of those guys ever met her? But, met this person. Yesterday, a person on Reddit claimed that Aaliyah was trans and post pics allegedly showing her from her days as Daniel. So, before they were Aaliyah, they were the homie Daniel. There's an ongoing social debate taking place concerning whether transformers have an obligation to tell men their complicated orientation. Some in the alphabet community or slash transformer community believe that the transformers have no obligation to discuss to men that they are part of that community, even men they date, which I think is absolutely wrong. Because listen, there are guys out there that are into all kind of things. And some of these guys might be into you not being 100% male. Being 100% female. They might be into you being, you know, different, so to speak. And when you look at pictures of this person, if you didn't know that they were a transformer, that they transformed into this person, you would be fooled. I would say for a lot of guys who just casually surf Instagram or social media by looking at this person. Now, there are people I've seen in the comments that say that this person, that the pictures look Photoshopped. But be that as it may, nobody up until this point really knew that this person was not who they appear to be. This is why looks can be deceiving. You know, people have an issue with making videos about Instagram models. And what's interesting is that the majority of the ones that I do videos on, for the most part, they've all been surgically enhanced, but they're all women. But in this situation, this is probably one of the first times where this particular person, Daniel, aka Aaliyah Jasmine, was able to fool guys. Now, again, listen, if you're into dating people like Aaliyah Jasmine, it is what it is. That's what you like. Hey, live your life, okay? But when you're on social media perpetrating a fraud and you get exposed for it, that's on you. And that's why she took down her page. And I think another reason why she probably took down her page, because maybe she's had correspondence with these guys. She may have had correspondence with a couple of you guys who are in relationships and dating. I'm sure she fooled a lot of guys. And I'm saying she, because it looks like, you know, just from some angles, she might have gotten a complete work done. And that's her identity, because you got to be very, you know, careful as far as the identity. So I'm being PC with the identities. So if the article is saying her, I'll say her. But I just find it fascinating that the Alphabet community is basically like, listen, they don't have to be honest with you, which I think that that's troubling. I don't believe that that should happen. If you are out here trying to date a straight male, you need to be honest, or you need to not deal with them. Okay? Because obviously she must not have dealt with too many people. If you are in a situation where no one has really figured out who you really are, that you're really a guy behind the makeup and the surgical enhancements, you're really that dude, Daniel. Now, I may include a picture of Daniel's before in the video, or maybe even a thumbnail. If not, I'll give you a link to y'all go and see it. Looks identical. So even with the makeup and enhancement, still looks like the dude Daniel. You know? And I'm going to just say this. Whoever did this person's surgery, they did quite a job. Okay? You can tell that whoever did this person's surgery has done surgery for countless others. This is why her body looks similar to other people's bodies. It looks similar because you have these surgeons who make a lot of money because they're able to make women look more curvier, thicker. And you got these dudes who want to be fully women going to these surgeons so they can fool you dudes on social media. Now, if you look at some of the pictures, though, from the shoulders up, this person looks very weird. They have this weird shape, like they have a small face and a small head, and the body's bigger than the face and head. It's really interesting, you know. Usually in these situations, a lot of times these transformers, they will have broad shoulders and faces will look quite weird, you know. But again, there are people into that, you know. Some of them are going to deny it and say they're not. There are a lot of guys who are thirsty in her comment section, man. Thirsty in this person's comment section, wanting to get their attention, not knowing that that used to be Danny. You know, I'm gonna call her and she, because, you know, technically this person is a she now. This is a she now. And I'm tell you this, though, a lot of you females who champion the Alphabet community, who support the Alphabet community, you contribute to this. You make it comfortable for them to want to look like you, be like you, be around you, act like you. They pick up on all your mannerisms and they use it to become you. And what they're doing is they're becoming you and they're trying to take your men. I hope you understand this, if they hadn't already. Probably before Aaliyah became, before Daniel became Aaliyah. Because you have women who support the Alphabet community. They support going to these pride parades. They support having friends in that community, but will be the first ones to make fun of men who got fooled by this person. They'll be the first ones. Or they will question a man's orientation because he disagrees with her. That's what happens. That's what's funny. You have women, because I was in a store one day, and the women that were working in the store, right, they were around the cash register. Of course, three black women. And they were talking about Lil Nas X, and it was talking about Lil Nas X coming out, that he's Team Rainbow. And they were talking about how there were some people on Facebook that disagreed with that, didn't like it. And they were like, and they basically were like, they don't understand why people are upset. He should be able to be who he wants to be. They basically support him. They know why people were outraged. Now, these are three women, right, who I'm sure date men, and they would not want the guy that they are with to have said that he dated dated another guy or dated one of these Transformers. These Decepticons. They wouldn't be in support of it then. But they're okay with it because they themselves have no respect, especially for black males. And they show it every day with their hypocrisy. You call men out for their orientation, but you got a number of friends, okay, who are part of the alphabet community. You support the alphabet community until somebody says something you don't like, and now you want to basically make fun of them or try to belittle them. Let me just say this. I know that this Aaliyah Jasmine did all this because they wanted to live the way that they wanted to live. I think that this person is addicted to the attention they get from men. A lot of women on social media are addicted to the attention they get from men. And me making the red pill content that I make, I highlight that. I highlight the fact that you have women who talk about equality. They talk about being accepted for their mind, not their bodies. But you have a lot of women on social media wanting to be seen for how they look. This is why they go and get the enhancements. They want it both ways. They want us to respect their minds, but then they don't respect themselves. This Aaliyah person did all of this just to be ran off social media. And you had a lot of your favorite rappers following this, and your favorite NBA players following them on social media, because that's how good they were able to deceive you dudes. And ain't no telling how many more Decepticons are out there on social media.